Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. First tune tonight is dedicated to Anthony Weiner, who's in abnormal rehab at Kinko's in the Photoshop section.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Our next request goes out to the sport on CNN. And it's the Elliot Spitzer Client Number 9 song.
Black, black.
Two tunes are dedicated to Governor Sanford. One is Don't Cry For Me, Carolina. And the other one is Nothing Could Be Keener Than To Be In Argentina In The Morning. Then we have the Governor of California, who is having babies. He's buying up all the big-headed baby pictures in California. Governor, is it true that this is your baby? This is not mine baby because of the big head and the helmet. That does not make it mine baby. Having mine baby, what a beautiful way to say how much you love me. Having mine babies. Maria, I just got 10 babies over Maria. And suddenly I find I'm getting kicked in the behind from Maria. Let's go back to Anthony Weiner and the constituents.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what.
Then we have Larry Craig, who thought he was Jenny Craig, trapped in a men's room. In Minneapolis, the Minneapolis airport, a known hangout for gay guys. Feet, touching feet, reaching out, touching you, touching me. Sweet Congress guy. Let me give it to you. Let Nelson Eddy finish it up. Hey, Larry, what's going on in there?
At last I found thee. At last I know the secret of it all. All the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning. The idle hopes, the joy and burning tears that.
Welcome to Fix News. We have a late-breaking exclusive, and we've just picked up the first the Welcome Home conversation between Anthony Weiner and Mrs. Weiner. Anthony has just broken the news to Mrs. Weiner. Yes, ma'am, we just got your phone call. Are you sure this is what you want to do? Have you made up your mind? You're satisfied with that decision? Okay, ma'am. Your wishes will be honored. You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of America Party. The book is just out, Spirit of America Party. You can buy it on Amazon and regular soft cover and Kindle. And you can't miss it. It's got an American eagle on the cover. It's got behind that an American flag. And it says, take me to the beach. And on the back of the book it says, would you stay in a party that voted 40 days before 9/11 to burn the flag? Would your ancestors stay in that party? So come join us, come to our party, and we'll have a few chuckles, a few laughs, and we all know the words to the Star Spangled Banner.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. Okay, I'm going to open up. I was listening today to the history of the Civil War, and a woman got up, and she said, did you know that the tune Dixie is banned in New Orleans? So I don't have the tune Dixie, but I'm going to do a little Jolson. We'll do 2 minutes of Jolson, and then we'll talk about current events.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing in a song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. How I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks here. D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks here. D-I-X-I, even though my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
And the next time we go live, I will have Dixie, and we'll play it for the people in New Orleans who are trapped in the communist clutch. But anyway, I have a topic called, you know that they're beating up on Michelle Bachmann, and I don't like it. And I didn't like it when they do Sarah Palin. I don't like what Sarah Palin's daughter is doing to mom. Okay, you know, there can only be a one ham in the fridge. But compared that to the Party of Death, these women are great. So I did an article, and I blogged it out there in the world, and it's called Michelle Bachmann Does Not Have Worms. When I was about 7 or 8, I used to play with girls. We used to play doctor and nurse. And one girl I really liked, her name was Helen. Not of Troy, of Washington Heights. She used to take my temperature and give me Red Hots, you know, those little red cinnamon candies that burn your tongue. Later on in life, she used to give me Red Hots, but it was too late. I had used up my kissing credits because I allowed some people, who I now recognize as Democrats, to smear her. They told me she had worms, so I jumped off our operating table and I never played with her again. The moral of the story is never trust a demo camo, and they will lie to win. I am sure you've been around whispering campaigns where the phonies pretend to like somebody and then whisper ill of them. Don't you hate that? Are you one of those people that hung out on the corner and was afraid to go home early because they would all talk about you? Yeah. That plants the seed of distrust in your brain. It lays dormant until election time, and then the seed sprouts a deceit in the voting booth. Michelle is my belle, and I will never let any demo camo, a whispering campaign, take her down. The demo camo, I love that word, argument last night by a stooge from ABC, always bashing Christians, was supposed she has a migraine headache and can't handle the football. The football being a computer activated by a secure card with missile launch codes. You mean like Jimmy Carter, who insisted that the football be 10 miles away because he had no intentions of defending the USA? Or the activation card of President Pinocchio Pants, lost for 2 months without telling security that he could not find it? And it turns out the security of the nation was in the hands of Sandy's dry cleaners, with a 3-hour martinization? Sandy, we need the launch code, buddy. Come back in 3 hours. Be sure you have your receipt. But we're being attacked by the Chinese. No ticky, no shirty. My argument is, if an illegal alien from another planet with no background check or security clearance can represent Islam in the White House, cancel the space program, give British nuke serial numbers, the submarine serial numbers to the Russians, denounce his country in Germany, bow to the House of Sword and the Japanese Emperor, get a Mr. T starter kit from King Abdullah, insult at the Queen of England, shut down the entire Southland with no jobs, and that's what he's doing, close down oil rigs and ship them to Brazil and lend Brazil the money to run them, make child murder part of health care, give his political comrades vote-getting raises while freezing out senior citizens at sandwich time, I say, Michelle, I'm under your spell. Any woman in her right mind who would allow some take-down America slob to diminish another woman under the pretense of she has a migraine headache deserves never to see the office of president occupied by her peer. And any man who would let that smear go unchallenged is no Sir Francis Drake. Do you remember what Sir Francis Drake did? Queen Elizabeth was walking and she was about to step into a puddle, and he took his cape and gallantly spread it over the puddle so she would not get her feet wet, and she walked around the puddle. That is my 2 taxable cents on a Lady Michelle Bachmann. Now, let's cut the crap and balance. If you went to the surgeon with a cancerous growth on your nose getting larger, and he tells you he's going to shave a little bit off over 10 years, what would you do? There used to be an ad for a $5 oil filter, and the mechanic is saying, you can pay me now, or pointing to a ruined engine, he says, you can pay me later. I had my own personal balance of trade deficit that would take a lifetime to pay off. I wiped it out in a little over a year. I negotiated half the debt away, and I paid off the balance in just over a year. When I was current and I tried to negotiate the deal, they said, you can't do it because you're paying on time. You have to go past due before we can give you any assistance. Isn't that great? Here I'm giving them a heads up, I'm slipping behind, and they say it doesn't matter. You have to slip it behind before we can talk to you. The assets I thought I would use to cover my debt are turned worthless. and one asset that I thought was worthless turned into gold, which proves once again God is good all the time. And thank you, Divine Master, you saw what I did not see. In my opinion, we have a Pac-Man government playing mind games with taxpayers, buying lazy votes and voting half the nation to carry the worthless half, and forcing half the nation to carry the worthless half. No party should be allowed to use working at taxpayer money to buy votes, and the only grant that should be on a $20 hard-earned bill in my pocket. And the greatest generation had to win a war to get the GI Bill. So all you students out there that are being played by a double deck of cards by the big shoe, go get a job like Americans do. If you want a free lunch, let mom beg it for you. Parents, the last thing you need is a mortgage on a paid-for house to send Junior to Mardi Gras spring break. Buy him a piggy bank. Kids today are coming out of communist-dominated universities, including the Catholic ones, and not finding jobs. So they run back to school and they hide behind the master's degree, and then they flower and they still can't get a job. Maybe if you loved your country a little bit more instead of telling people how much you hate it, maybe somebody would give you a job, just on the pretense that you could be an American. If they had earned their own tuition, I guarantee you, when Professor Mao starts knocking America, that diatribe would end in seconds. Here comes the Che Guevara government, headed by an illegal alien from another planet, and they force mom and pop to carry Junior until he is 26. I flash back to the great Harry Truman, the last Democrat, the all-American who left school to work his father's farm for 10 years because dad could no longer do it, then started his career. At least 20 million Mexicans found jobs in the USA that Americans would not find. You better learn to pick lettuce, boys. Welcome to the party's over party. No one is dealing with this budget deficit. The gang of 6 to 7 has among its crew a Dick Durbin, the party animal who called the entire USMC murderers. I would not be seen near this rat. He makes my docile dog growl. He makes my parakeet growl. Yet he is a kingpin in the Democamo party. The Repuppies are the worst. They sell out the junior members of their ship, which should be named the USS Hunky Dory. They all know the outcome. The patient is going to die. It is just a matter of who says the nicest, convincing eulogy. These politicians will give you less justice than Kaylee Anthony got. When this election is lost to communism, all America will be as shocked as was shocked by Casey's verdict. When the president of the USSA can order a war against Libya without consulting the Americans who will die with NATO markings, when he can allow Eric Holder to run illegal guns into Mexico to kill American border guards and the Second Amendment, when he can stage a purge of Fox News under a falsely planted 911 allegation using the fib to keep Fox muzzled under house arrest until the election is over, you no longer live in the land of the free. Thus my title, you lost your country and you're never getting it back. You do, however, live in the home of the broke. 50% of all American investments are now going overseas. All the big companies are making their money elsewhere. Even your own manufacturers are not voting American. All government needs a haircut. Bureaucracies grow like melanomas. They are overstaffed and expand into your business routine. America needs less lawyers and millionaires in office. There should only be one term per termite, no benefits. Come to New York and go over the $13 toll bridge and watch the commercial truckers being pulled over and given $900 fines to enrich the coffers of Mohammed Bloomingdale, the merciless, who dreams of being the next false prophet president. You lost your country and you're never getting it back. Two nations, just one left under God, and this week only. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the two sickening situations. So here we go. We'll find a nice tune for you. You want to play a million to one? You playing a lotto this week? I'll play you a million to one. Tickets are $200 a clip, and when there's empty seats, they never give them to a GI that's on leave. What a shame. Anyway, a friend of mine went to a swearing-in ceremony for American citizens, immigrants who are becoming American citizens, and he was heartbroken. He said it was a disgrace. The people were told, come in your finest attire, for the ceremony. And some showed up with short butt shorts, flip-flops, torn jeans. And then the American government official told everybody to rise and say the Star-Spangled Banner. And then she was corrected with a whisper, and she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I mean the Pledge of Allegiance." Isn't that wonderful? And while they were saying the pledge, two Middle Eastern guys were laughing. Isn't that great? How sad. Now, there were 200 new citizens coming in to the melting pot. That's not melting. And that's in one city. And I'm sure those ceremonies take place. In how many cities? 500? What are we doing? 10,000 a week? That doesn't count the ones that are jumping over the border. Oh, by the way, I sent $20 to build the border fence, so I got one link. I'll be the missing link. But it was sad to hear my friend describe the swearing-in ceremony, which should have been the greatest honor. And we flash back to other generations who came here and loved this country, not to use it and leave when the going gets tough. and the subject came up of somebody who came here from another country and made a lot of money and brought it back to his homeland, every penny. And he taped it, the money to his body and made frequent trips back to his homeland. And now the IRS is looking for him for taxes. And he's back in his homeland. And he can't be... what is that when they want to lift you from another country and they don't have an agreement to do that? So it's not like, you know, the bucks are being made and plowed back in. You know, it's really sad. We've been had, and our own politicians are robbing what's left. And you see that the Senate that went home for the weekend, that was a little up yours, America. These are the same guys that wish you happy holidays at Christmas time. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And you know who's getting the shaft? The kids of today. I really feel sorry for them. They're brainwashed. They'll never know. They're going to be like somebody that got hit with a car and jumped right back up and said, "What happened?" They're being clobbered. They're not going to have a chance. Look at all the houses that are underwater. These young couples that just got married and already their house is underwater. And I hear a guy talking tonight that the banks are going to start talking about 30% down payments. It is really sad. You know what? Nobody's seeing the light here.
Cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
How about when the next politician comes to the podium, we blame him for everything, no matter who it is. And every time a politician pops up at the podium, we blame him for everything. How many guys do you think would come to the podium? It's unbelievable. I saw something that disturbed me, and it's only a hunch, but it's bugging me. I watched a young Marine received the Congressional Medal of Honor. Now, I don't know if you know it or not, but if you're a recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, you can walk on to any military post and demand a parade. And they got to drop what they're doing. If I had that Medal of Honor, man, I'll tell you, I'd be getting a parade a day. Here he comes again. But anyway, this Marine sacrificed at risk, at great risk to his life. He sacrificed his body and soul to rescue four Marines in a firefight. They were dead. And they had, their bodies had been stripped. And they and his unit had been caught in an ambush. And they didn't play, they didn't give you the whole background on exactly what happened, because I believe there's a cover-up from the higher-ups. And so therefore, they just wanted to give this guy the medal he deserved and get him off the stage. Maybe they were afraid he was gonna tell the whole story. But from what I gathered and the look on his face, they called for fire support from artillery, and they were denied it. Or there was a 25-minute delay, I can't remember which. And in the course of that time, Marines died. And I got a feeling that some politically correct bastard didn't have the Liberty Bells to make the call. And as a result, they just put a couple of chalk marks on a blackboard and said, there's two more, there's four more. And if this guy comes out and tells that story, man, I'll tell you, right up to the commandant of the Marine Corps, everybody should be executed. But that's just one man's opinion in a world where everybody lies. You can't trust anybody today. And look at that Jewish kid, right? You know, I saw something about 2 years ago. They were talking about kids are being molested, and a couple of women were on a panel, and they were talking about it. And the thing that broke my heart was that one woman who was an expert said, if your child is lost, never go to a man, only go to a woman. And I said, man, look at that. Look at what we've become, that people would tell that to their children, where men should lay down their lives for the sheep, right? Isn't that what valor is all about? And now we're less than men. We're getting our nails done. They're talking about passing the Congressional Earrings of Honor. It's unbelievable. It's really sad. It really is. The nation is being watered down and taken down. And if you don't believe me, go to one of these American citizen citizenship swear-ins. Did I tell you that about 2 years ago, I think it was about 2 years ago, the Israelis went into Lebanon. Might have been 4 years ago. They went into Lebanon on a quick strike. And they went in so fast that the communist headlines in the American communist media shouted, 10,000 Americans trapped in Lebanon. I think the port was Tyre. And then they showed the picture of the 10,000 Americans who were trapped. They were all wearing burkas, including the men. Yeah, 10,000 Americans. That's not an American. You know who else is not an American? A guy named Gadan from California. California educated. California that can't pay its bills, but yet sends California Americans to terrorize Afghanistan. And then when he gets caught, they want him to get a pass. You should get a pass. You should get off the top of the highest mountain in the Khyber Pass. A sail-off. He should get a sail-off. And his parents should follow in his fly steps. Yeah, unbelievable. We're losing our country and we're not going to get it back. I don't know what we're going to do. We can't pay our bills. And everybody is robbing as much as they can before the fit hits the shan. So, you know what we're going to have to do? One day we're going to have to face the music, and the day of reckoning is coming. And let me tell you something. The day that we got hit on 9-1-1, I guarantee you in war rooms across the world, generals were saying to other generals, imagine if we had hit the United States, the damage we could do.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
When I seen that explosion in Norway in front of those government offices, I figured it was Al Qaeda. And man, I was about 6 feet off the ground. And I did a quick blog and I said this happened for three reasons, just like in the USA. Norway is weak and vulnerable. Other enemies are watching and taking notes. This is Muslim payback for Mohammed bombhead cartoons. There is a cross on Norway's flag similar to the target cross on jihad firing lines. The classic picture you will always see of Al-Qaeda training is they kick in the door and there's a shield in the corner with a cross on it, and they shoot the shield. That's like their target. And there's also, and so I figured that any nation that has a cross on their flag is an Al-Qaeda target. So I did a little research on who's got a cross. And by the way, I think it was a Danish paper that did the Mohammed bombhead cartoon. And when they were demonstrating in the Middle East, they were burning a Norwegian or a Swedish flag because they just picked any flag that had a cross on it. They didn't even have the right flag when they did the demonstration. But here are the countries that have a cross on their flag. It's very interesting. I thought I'd share it with you. It cost you nothing. Australia, the Union flag in the upper hoist corner, has a cross on it. Denmark, a Scandinavian cross. A Dominican Republic, a centered white cross that extends to the edges and divides the flag into four rectangles. England, the St. George's cross. Fiji, the Union flag. Finland, a Scandinavian cross. Georgia, the five-cross flag. The central element of the flag is St. George's cross, also used in the national flag of England. There is one smaller cross within each of the four quadrants. Greece, a cross in the upper hoist corner. Iceland, the Scandinavian cross. Jamaica, St. Andrew's cross. Malta, a George cross in the upper hoist corner. Moldova, in the coat of arms appearing in the center stripe. Montenegro, two crosses appear in the two crowns depicted in the coat of arms. New Zealand, the Union flag in the upper hoist corner. Norway, a Scandinavian cross. Portugal, compound cross of five quinas, which once charged with five assault-era range Benzans. San Marino across in the crown on the coat of arms, Scotland, the St. Andrew's cross, Serbia across in the crown, and across in the Inescutcheon, both in coat of arms appearing in flag. Slovakia, double cross on top of mountain appearing in the coat of arms. Spain, one cross in each of the three crowns. Sweden, a Scandinavian cross. Switzerland, a bold equilateral white cross in the center of the flag. Tonga, a red cross. Tuvalu, the Union flag. United Kingdom, the three crosses. Union flag, St. George's cross, St. Andrew's cross, and the Irish Saltaire. Vatican City, a cross on the papal flag, which everybody thought was going to fly in the White House when JFK. The only thing terrorists, when JFK got elected, the only thing terrorists fear and respect is greater terror. The debate is for fools and weaklings. Jihad to every Muslim is the same as communion is to a Christian. Jihad is mentioned in the Quran over 160 times. Any Muslim who disputes this fact will be killed as an apostate by true believers. High oil prices sponsor jihad. Those who tie American hands under the pretense of environment, stop oil and coal, protect wildlife, support a jihad against America. Those who attack Christians and subvert their beliefs are Take Down America jihadists. Those who support American child murder and replace dead American babies with illegal aliens are part of jihad. Those who use government jobs and union jobs to destroy the work ethic support a jihad. Those who control, bought, and paid for massive voting blocks and manage the media lies support a jihad. Those who morally corrupt the military intend to turn it over to the UN jihadists. And I understand that next week the UN is going to vote to divide Palestine, Israel, Jerusalem. That's going to be interesting. Yeah, never say nuke. And never forget that the art of distraction is most successful when you are looking away from the sword that severs your head. And those who gave the Soviets our nuke arsenal advantage support a jihad. Those who gave British submarine nuke serial numbers to the new improved USSR are jihadists. Those who destroyed the space program are jihadists. Those senators and Viet Congress mice who voted to burn the flag of 40 days before 9/11 are demo camos. Those who started a third front and used American troops hidden by NATO markings to kill Libyans are jihadis. Those who flew into Damascus on Nancy Pelosi's party plane while Americans were having their legs blown off and now protect Syria with this Gaddafi diversion are jihadists. Those who covered up the refusal to use artillery to help a group of Marines pinned down in an ambush in Afghanistan, allowing the enemy to kill four and strip their bodies, must account for their sins. One man knows the truth. I hope he clears the air. And to the party of death, Camo senators and their repuppy sleeper sellouts, how can you go home and leave the country broke? Are there no Americans left in that cesspool of politicians? Which bank gets the U.S. debt interest payments? What, you can't talk to the bank? You can't talk to the bank? Come on. It is time for the party's over party. It is time to clean House and Senate. It is time to take your country back. Just as terrorists fear a bigger terrorist, politicians fear the freedom bullet ballot, one vote that can turn them out of office. This president and his lying czars hate this country and follow the teachings of Mao and Stalin. And never forget what Joseph Stalin said. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. And if you were at that citizenship swearing-in today, you would say its patriotism is gone. They're not coming here because they love us. They're coming here to use the benefits, to take a piece of your cake. All are being destroyed as we read this. Every day America loses another freedom. the ACLU is the greatest threat to freedom and goes unchecked. Never forget, the only difference between communism and Nazism is the symbol both parties will use. And they will use the people they despise to gain power. And then they will kill them off one group at a time, starting with the weakest and most hated. It is time to resurrect the spirit of America. Let's all go back to work and become can-do people again. First thing I would do is get rid of food stamps. The only stamps you can get are job stamps. And I guarantee you a job. One day at a time. And it's time to go into competition with China. So, as they say in Chinese, momentai, no problem. We're going to beat you. And it's time to play the party's over.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the mood away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. The party's over. It's time to call it a day. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over, my friend.
It turns out in Norway that the guy who was doing the shooting on the island, dressed as a cop. That's another terrorist tactic. All of the big hits in Iraq and Afghanistan are done by jihadists in uniform, police uniforms or military uniforms, stolen or bought in the uniform store. But it turns out this guy is a blonde, probably blue eyes, a 30-year-old, and he's disgruntled. He doesn't like the fact that his country's being overrun by Muslims. So he's fighting fire with fire. He is using the terrorist tactics to create havoc. And sadly, the fact that he did children and signs his death warrant. That was Texas. He'd be rushed to the hot seat right away. But we don't know the whole story. But, of course, the communist press, the first thing they did is they got the label machine going, and they called him a Christian conservative. Yeah, what was he shooting them with? Holy water guns? Come on, give me a break. A right-wing a Christian conservative. Yeah, give me a break. Stop it. Stop it. I can't take no more. On a sadder front today, a woman who I only saw once, and she was knocking my God and turned me right off. And her name is Amy Winehouse, and she's 27 years old, and she will not see 28. Because Amy followed the Hollywood lifestyle and turned to everybody for help but God. Had she gone to a synagogue and asked for God's help, she would have got help. But Amy decided to let Hollywood rehab her, and she is gone tonight. And that is the title, the first chapter in my book entitled Drugs Suck. The only way you beat drugs is you never do the first one. And I know everybody will laugh. And they will also tell you that weed is harmless. But everybody who OD'd on drugs started with weed. So put that in your crack pipe and smoke it. And if you really want to see how the country is going, there's two places you should go and definitely visit in person. And you know what? If you're buying real estate in a certain neighborhood, you should go to a police station on a Friday night and see what's coming in the door. Then you'll know how safe your neighborhood is. But the other two places that you should go and see what's happening to your country is go to an emergency room, any emergency room, on a Friday and Saturday night and watch the drug casualties coming in the door. Watch the overdoses coming in. Watch the rehab junkies that ran out of stuff. And the other place you got to go to see what's happening to your country is you got to go to an American citizen swearing-in ceremony. And then ask yourself how much time you got left. They have exported our industry, and they've replaced them. The government has replaced them with vice jobs. Healthcare is now having an abortion, and healthcare is drug rehab being paid for by the citizen SAP. And all those jobs, those are the new jobs. We're not making tools anymore. We're not making anything, hardly anything. And that's it. We're tapped out. We can't even compete against the Chinese. We got nothing. Not unless you want to build a factory. You got the money for a factory? I just sent $20 for a wall. Oh, we're in trouble. But hopefully we'll have our vengeance on Election Day. And if we don't, we're all up the fat lady's burka. We're all going to be crying. And I would rather see Obama bin Laden cry. And don't tell me he's better than chocolate pudding, because he's not. I've had chocolate pudding, and I know the difference.
I was all right for a while. I could smile. You it true?